In a world where everything seems to move at breakneck speed, and the constant stream of emotions, stress, and challenges can overwhelm us, there's one thing you can control: your mind. What if I told you that your mind could be as unshakable as a rock, able to stay calm and focused no matter what life throws your way? It's not an impossible goal, and it's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending you're unaffected. Instead, it's about mastering your inner world so that nothing can break your peace, no matter how intense or unpredictable life becomes. In today's episode, we're diving into 10 unbreakable mental rules, strategies that you can apply starting today to train your mind to stay calm in any situation. These principles aren't just theories, they're actionable steps that will help you regain control of your emotional state, navigate challenges with clarity, and maintain your composure when life is at its most chaotic. Let's explore these rules and unlock the power of a calm, unshakable mind that will allow you to face anything with strength and resilience. 1. Separate feelings from reactions. You are not a slave to emotions. How often have you found yourself overwhelmed by a situation, feeling anger, frustration, or sadness, and immediately acting on those emotions? It's easy to think that our feelings should dictate our actions, that when something happens, we must respond emotionally, as if we have no control over how we feel or behave. But here's the truth. While emotions are natural, they do not have to control us. The strongest minds are able to recognize their emotions without letting them dictate their reactions. The first reaction to a situation is often emotional. You may feel hurt by a comment, angry at an unfair situation, or upset by something someone did. These emotions are real and valid, but they don't have to control what happens next. The key to building mental strength is learning to separate feeling from reacting. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to act on it immediately. The moment you recognize this, you gain back control over your emotions, instead of letting them control you. Think about it. How many times have you responded in anger, only to regret it later? Perhaps you've lashed out at someone or made a decision in the heat of the moment that you wouldn't have made if you had taken a pause. The truth is, emotions are powerful, but they are fleeting. They come and go, but if you react impulsively, you can cause lasting damage. What you can control is your response, and the more you practice this separation, the less power your emotions will have over you. The Stoics taught us the power of self-control and mindfulness. Epictetus, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, reminded us that it's not events themselves that disturb us, but how we respond to them. In other words, while you can't always control what happens, you can control how you react. This means you have the power to pause, take a breath, and choose your response, rather than simply reacting based on your immediate emotions. So, how can you begin to apply this rule today? The next time you feel an intense emotion rising, whether it's anger, frustration, or even excitement, pause before reacting. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, is this feeling serving me, or is it limiting me? In that moment, separate the emotion from the action. You don't have to ignore how you feel, but you can choose not to let that feeling dictate your behavior. Instead of reacting automatically, allow yourself to respond with clarity, purpose, and control. Imagine today, instead of being swept away by your emotions, you took a moment to breathe, reflect, and choose your response. By doing this, you'd not only protect your peace of mind, but also strengthen your ability to stay calm and focused, no matter what life throws your way. 2. When life provokes you, don't show weakness. How many times have you been provoked by someone, Whether it's a colleague pushing your buttons, a friend challenging your choices, or even a stranger making an offhand comment that irritates you. The urge to react is strong. It feels natural to defend yourself, to react emotionally, or to prove a point. But here's the reality. Every time you react impulsively, you're giving away your power. The bigger your reaction, the easier it is for life or others to control your emotions and, in turn, your actions. When you're provoked, especially in a moment of stress or frustration, the strongest response is often to not react at all. The Stoics understood this principle well. They knew that the key to maintaining control over your life wasn't about controlling what happens around you. It was about controlling how you respond to those events. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reflected on how important it is to maintain calm in the face of provocation, reminding himself that he could control his actions, but he could not control the behavior of others. When we react with anger or frustration, we relinquish control and become slaves to the very situation or person we're reacting to. Think about it. When someone insults you, how often do you feel the urge to defend yourself or lash out? Maybe it's a quick comment from a coworker, a snide remark from a family member, or even an online troll. These moments can trigger a strong emotional response. But what does reacting in those moments actually accomplish? More often than not, it escalates the situation, causing more stress, anger, or regret. You may feel temporarily vindicated, but the truth is, you've just given away your peace of mind to someone else's provocation. Instead of reacting emotionally, the key is to pause and take a step back. Acknowledge the provocation for what it is, an attempt to control or manipulate your emotions. By not reacting, you demonstrate your strength. You show that you are in control of your feelings, not a prisoner to them. You take the power back, and in doing so, you show others that they can't manipulate you with their words or actions. When you maintain your calm, even in the face of provocation, you not only protect your peace of mind, but you also elevate yourself above the situation, showing wisdom and composure. So, how can you apply this rule when provoked? Start by recognizing the signs that you're about to react. Whether it's a rising sense of irritation or the urge to set someone straight, take a moment to pause. Ask yourself, is this worth reacting to? What's my goal here? By taking a few seconds to breathe and choose your response, you prevent the situation from controlling you. You take the high road, maintaining your peace and refusing to be pulled into someone else's drama. Imagine today, instead of reacting to every provocation with anger or frustration, you chose silence or a calm, measured response. You recognize that your emotional energy is valuable and that you don't need to give it away to every situation that challenges you. By doing this, you'll find that you maintain control over your own life and emotions, and you'll feel more empowered and peaceful in every interaction. 3. Accept that life will never be fair, but you'll adapt anyway. How often do you feel frustrated when life doesn't play by the rules you've set for it? Maybe it's the unfairness you experience at work, the setbacks in your personal life, or simply the unexpected curveballs that life throws at you. We've all been there, wishing for a world where things go according to plan, where people are treated fairly, and where everything aligns just the way we think it should. But here's the truth. Life is inherently unfair, and trying to make it otherwise will only leave you disappointed, angry, and stuck. The Stoics were well aware that life would never be perfectly just or fair. They understood that external circumstances, other people's behavior, and the world in general are outside of our control. And rather than wasting energy on resisting life's inherent chaos and unfairness, The Stoics focused on what they could control, how they responded to these challenges. In fact, Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself that suffering doesn't come from external events, but from our resistance to them. In other words, the frustration we feel doesn't come from the unfairness of life, but from our refusal to accept it and adapt. Think about it. When something unfair happens, whether it's being passed over for a promotion, dealing with an unexpected loss, or witnessing injustice, how do you typically react? It's easy to feel angry, resentful, or defeated, and to ask, "Why me?" But these reactions only keep you stuck in the past, preventing you from moving forward. The truth is, life's unfairness is not a reason to suffer. It's a call to adapt. The more you fight against life's injustices, the more powerless and frustrated you'll feel. But when you accept that life will never be fair, you free yourself from this struggle and gain the power to move forward despite the unfairness. The key to peace of mind is not expecting fairness, but learning to adapt to the reality of the situation. This doesn't mean you should accept injustice or stop advocating for what's right, but it means acknowledging that life will always throw obstacles in your path, and your ability to navigate those obstacles with grace is what truly matters. By accepting that life is unpredictable and unfair, you stop wasting emotional energy on things outside of your control and focus on how to move forward in a way that aligns with your values and purpose. So, how can you apply this mindset today? The next time something unfair happens, instead of getting angry or asking, "Why me?" take a step back and reflect. Ask yourself, "How can I deal with this in the best possible way? What's my next step?" By accepting the unfairness of life, you take away its power to harm you. You recognize that you can't change what happens to you, but you can always control how you respond and how you choose to move forward. Imagine today, instead of resisting life's injustices, you embraced the reality that things won't always be fair. You accepted what you can't control and focused on how to adapt and grow. By doing so, you would not only find peace of mind, but you'd also build the resilience needed to navigate whatever life throws your way. 4. Stop explaining yourself. No one deserves to fully understand you. How often do you find yourself justifying your actions or decisions to others? Whether it's your career choices, your lifestyle, or your personal values, the need to explain yourself can feel overwhelming at times. We live in a society that constantly asks us to validate our choices and seek approval from others. But here's the truth. You don't owe anyone an explanation for who you are, what you do, or how you choose to live your life. The more you seek to explain yourself, the more you relinquish your power and control. The desire to be understood is deeply ingrained in human nature. We want others to see us for who we truly are, to understand our intentions, and to validate our choices. But the truth is, the more you try to explain yourself, the more you open yourself up to judgment and criticism. When you seek validation from others, you start living according to their expectations, not your own. You begin to shape your life around the idea that you need to be understood and accepted by everyone, which is a losing battle. Not everyone will understand your journey, and that's perfectly okay. The Stoics taught us to focus on living according to our values and principles, not based on the expectations or understanding of others. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often reminded himself that the opinions of others are beyond his control. Instead of seeking approval or validation from those around him, he chose to live in alignment with his own moral compass, knowing that true peace comes from within. Stoic wisdom teaches that the more you focus on seeking external approval, the more you lose sight of your own truth and the purpose behind your actions. Think about it. How often have you felt the need to explain your decisions, even when they were clearly the best choices for you? Whether it's pursuing an unconventional career, choosing to live alone, or not following societal norms, we can become trapped in the cycle of seeking to be understood. But when you stop explaining yourself, you stop being a prisoner to the opinions of others. You reclaim your autonomy and confidence, living authentically without the need to justify every action. So, how can you stop explaining yourself and start living freely? Begin by recognizing when you feel the need to justify your actions. When someone asks, "Why did you do that?" instead of offering a long-winded explanation, simply respond, "Because I decided to." Your actions don't need anyone's approval, and you don't owe anyone a justification. By letting go of the need to explain, you'll start to feel more confident in your decisions, knowing that they are yours alone to make. Imagine today, instead of feeling compelled to explain every decision you make, you simply owned your choices. You stopped seeking validation from others and started living according to your own values. By doing so, you'll feel more empowered and at peace, knowing that your worth is not dependent on others understanding you. It comes from your own self-awareness and integrity. 5. No one should control your mood. That power belongs to you. Have you ever had someone or something completely derail your mood? Maybe it was a harsh comment from a coworker, a disagreement with a friend, or just a tough situation that spiraled out of control. It's easy to feel like external circumstances dictate how we feel. We tell ourselves, "I was having a great day until this happened," as if someone else's words or actions have the power to control how we react. But here's the crucial truth. Your emotions are your responsibility. No one can control your mood unless you allow them to. The moment you let someone's behavior affect your mood, you lose your power. You become a passive participant in your own emotional experience. The Stoics understood this well. They taught that our emotions are not caused by external events, but by how we choose to interpret those events. When you allow someone's words, actions, or the circumstances around you to dictate how you feel, you're essentially giving up control over your emotional state. The Stoics believed that we can choose our reactions, no matter how intense the situation may be. Think about it. When someone insults you, or when life throws you an unexpected challenge, how quickly do you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, or upset? It's an automatic response. But here's the opportunity for growth. Instead of reacting, you can choose to respond differently. You can take a deep breath, detach from the situation, and decide not to let it affect you. Your mood, your peace of mind, and your emotional state are yours to control. No one else has that power unless you give it to them. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings or pretending that you don't get upset. It means recognizing that your emotional responses are within your control. You can acknowledge the feelings that arise, but you don't have to let them control you. The power lies in choosing to stay grounded and not letting external forces pull you off balance. When you practice emotional discipline, you can remain calm and centered, regardless of what's happening around you. So, how can you start taking control of your mood today? Begin by noticing when you feel your emotions being triggered, whether it's frustration, anger, or even sadness. Pause for a moment. Ask yourself, "Do I want to give away my power and let this affect me?" If the answer is no, take a deep breath, reset your focus, and choose a different reaction. Remember that your mood is your responsibility, and you have the ability to decide how you feel. Imagine today, instead of letting someone else's actions dictate your emotional state, you took control and chose to remain calm and centered. You didn't let external forces disrupt your inner peace. By doing this, you would experience a greater sense of empowerment, knowing that your happiness is in your hands, not anyone else's. 6. Silence is your most dangerous weapon. Have you ever been in a situation where someone tries to provoke you, get a rise out of you, or drag you into an argument, and you choose to stay silent? It's in these moments of silence that true power lies. While many people feel the need to react immediately, whether to defend themselves, prove a point, or express their frustration, silence can be the most powerful weapon you have. By not reacting, you take control of the situation and shift the power dynamic entirely in your favor. In our fast-paced, often reactionary world, we're conditioned to speak up, respond quickly, and assert our opinions at every turn. But the reality is, constantly reacting only serves to escalate tension and give away your energy. When you engage in every argument or try to explain yourself in every situation, you make yourself vulnerable to manipulation, misunderstanding, and emotional exhaustion. Silence, on the other hand, disarms the situation. It forces others to sit with their own emotions and gives you the opportunity to remain calm, collected, and in control. The Stoics understood the power of silence. Marcus Aurelius, in particular, knew that the wise person doesn't react impulsively. Instead, they take a moment to assess the situation with clarity and restraint. When we speak too quickly, we often regret our words or escalate conflicts unnecessarily. But when we practice silence, we avoid saying things that could damage our peace of mind or relationships. Silence gives you time to reflect, think through your response, and choose words that add value rather than simply reacting out of emotion. Think about how often we feel the urge to fill silence with words. We defend ourselves, justify our actions, or try to convince others of our perspective. But in doing so, we often make the situation worse. Silence, however, allows you to control the narrative. It shifts the focus from emotional reactions to thoughtful responses. It forces others to deal with their own emotions and can even leave them wondering why you didn't respond. When used strategically, silence can make others think twice about their behavior and can de-escalate conflicts in ways that words often cannot. So, how can you start using silence as your weapon today? The next time you find yourself in a tense situation, whether it's an argument or a conversation designed to provoke you, pause before speaking. Give yourself 5 seconds, just enough time to gather your thoughts and decide whether your response will add value to the situation. More often than not, silence will be more powerful than anything you could say. It's not about avoiding confrontation. It's about controlling the situation by not giving in to the emotional pull. Imagine today, instead of reacting impulsively, you chose silence in moments of conflict. You allowed the space for others to confront their own emotions, and you preserved your own peace of mind. By doing so, you discover how much more powerful you become when you don't feel the need to prove anything with words. 7. Don't expect respect, make it necessary. How often do you find yourself seeking validation or respect from others? Whether it's in your career, personal life, or social circles, we all want to be acknowledged and treated with dignity. It's natural to crave respect. But here's the truth. Respect is not something you demand. It's something you earn and make necessary. The more you chase after approval, the less likely it is to come. The most respected people are those who command respect without asking for it, who live in a way that makes it clear they are worthy of it. In today's world, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking external validation, whether it's trying to impress others, gain approval for your actions, or constantly explaining yourself to be understood. We often forget that respect isn't given based on need. It's given based on how you carry yourself. Respect is not a transaction or something you can beg for. It's a byproduct of your behavior, values, and actions. When you move through life in a way that reflects your integrity, your strength, and your sense of self, respect naturally follows. The Stoics understood that true respect comes not from demanding it, but from living in a way that makes it undeniable. They emphasized personal virtue, acting with honesty, humility, wisdom, and self-discipline. By embodying these qualities, they became figures worthy of respect without ever having to ask for it. They didn't seek validation from others. They simply lived in alignment with their values, and the respect came naturally. Marcus Aurelius, for instance, didn't need to boast about his power as a Roman emperor. His actions and character spoke for themselves. Think about it. How often do we try to earn respect by trying to prove ourselves or fit into a mold that others admire? The truth is, when you seek approval or validation, you weaken your own standing. You give away your power to others. But when you stop seeking respect and instead focus on living in alignment with your true self, respect becomes necessary. People will respect you not because you ask for it, but because your presence, your integrity, and your actions demand it. So, how can you make respect necessary in your life? Begin by focusing on your own integrity and actions. Stop seeking validation or approval from others, and instead, focus on living in a way that aligns with your values. Lead by example. Be someone who embodies respect, kindness, and strength, and watch as others begin to recognize it and respond accordingly. When you stop seeking respect and start living in a way that naturally commands it, you create a life where your worth is never in question. Imagine today, instead of chasing after the approval of others, you began living in such a way that respect became a natural outcome. You didn't need to seek validation, because your actions, your behavior, and your sense of self would make respect inevitable. By doing this, you would stop living for others' approval and start living for your own authenticity. And in doing so, you'd create a life where respect is something that flows freely and naturally. 8. Never show your weaknesses to those who can't fix them. Have you ever found yourself opening up to someone about your struggles, only to realize later that they couldn't offer any real help? In fact, their reaction may have even made you feel worse or exposed you in a way that left you vulnerable. Vulnerability is important, but revealing your weaknesses to those who can't truly offer support or guidance only leaves you exposed and potentially powerless. True strength comes from understanding when to share your struggles and with whom. We often feel the need to vent or express our pain to others, hoping for empathy or advice. But here's the truth. Not everyone is equipped to help you with your struggles, and sharing your weaknesses with the wrong person can do more harm than good. When you share your pain with someone who cannot provide a solution or offer any form of genuine support, you risk feeling misunderstood, invalidated, or even judged. This doesn't mean you should never open up. It means that choosing the right person to confide in is crucial to protecting your emotional well-being. The Stoics were keenly aware of the importance of self-reliance. While they didn't discourage connection or seeking guidance, they emphasized the power of handling your struggles with resilience and inner strength. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often wrote about the importance of processing personal struggles internally, cultivating inner strength, and only seeking guidance from those who could truly help. They understood that revealing your weaknesses to those who can't help you doesn't empower you. It weakens you. Think about it. How often have you vented to someone and walked away feeling even more drained or exposed? Venting isn't always helpful if the person you're speaking to is emotionally uninvolved or incapable of offering constructive advice. Instead of strengthening you, it may leave you feeling unsupported, more vulnerable, or even judged. On the other hand, when you choose to confide in someone who understands, someone who can offer practical guidance or empathy, you create a space for growth, healing, and strength. So how can you avoid exposing your weaknesses to the wrong people? First, recognize when sharing your struggles will bring no real benefit. Ask yourself, is this person equipped to help me, or am I just seeking validation? If the person you're confiding in can't provide advice, empathy, or support that's truly helpful, it might be time to hold back. Instead, focus on sharing your vulnerabilities with those who can offer constructive solutions, support, and understanding. This doesn't mean you should isolate yourself. It means being mindful of who you let in and knowing when to protect your emotional boundaries. Imagine today, instead of opening up to anyone who will listen, you chose to share your struggles with those who could actually offer guidance and support. You stopped seeking validation and began looking for constructive help, ensuring that your vulnerabilities were shared with those who could truly make a difference. By doing so, you'd protect your emotional well-being while also building stronger, more meaningful connections. 9. Don't argue with emotional people. Let them destroy themselves. Have you ever been caught in an argument with someone who is so emotionally charged that no matter what you say, nothing seems to get through? It's a frustrating experience, isn't it? You try to reason, you try to make your point, but their emotions take over and the conversation escalates into chaos. In these moments, the smartest thing you can do isn't to engage or fight back. It's to stay calm and remove yourself from the situation. Emotional people are not looking for solutions. They're looking for validation for their feelings. Arguing with them only drags you into their storm. The Stoics understood the importance of emotional discipline. They knew that when emotions take the wheel, logic and reason are often sidelined. Epictetus, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, advised his followers not to engage with people who are driven by unchecked emotions because, in those moments, rational thought isn't possible. When someone is in the grip of anger, frustration, or extreme emotion, their ability to listen, process, or understand is severely diminished. The more you argue, the more you fuel their emotional reaction. It becomes a cycle that doesn't end with understanding, but with further division and resentment. Think about it. How many times have you tried to argue with someone who was emotionally charged, only to find that no matter how calm or reasonable you were, they didn't hear you? Maybe it's a heated conversation with a friend, a family member, or even a colleague, where the more you try to explain, the more the situation escalates. In these moments, the argument isn't about finding common ground. It's about emotions, pride, and the need to be right. The more you engage, the more emotionally entangled you become, and the harder it becomes to have a productive conversation. The key to dealing with emotionally charged people is not to engage in the argument, but to stay composed and let them work through their emotions on their own. You don't need to prove a point or win an argument. Your peace of mind is more important than being right. When you refuse to play into the emotional chaos, you show strength and self-control. You're not letting their emotional outburst control your state of mind. And often when people are left to sit with their own emotions without being provoked further, they begin to cool down and reflect on their behavior. So, how can you apply this in your life today? The next time someone is trying to provoke you emotionally or drag you into an argument, take a deep breath and pause. Instead of reacting, calmly acknowledge their feelings, but resist the urge to argue or defend yourself. If they continue to escalate, politely remove yourself from the situation or steer the conversation in a more constructive direction. You can say something like, "I understand you're upset, but I don't think this conversation will be productive right now." By staying calm and composed, you maintain control of the situation and protect your peace. Imagine today, instead of being drawn into a pointless argument with an emotional person, you chose to step back, remain calm, and avoid the chaos. You understood that some arguments aren't meant to be won, they're meant to be avoided. By doing this, you not only preserved your peace of mind, but you also sent a clear message that you are in control of your emotions and interactions. 10. True intelligence is acting with a cold mind in hot situations. How many times have you found yourself caught up in a stressful or heated situation, only to realize afterward that your reaction was impulsive and not thought through? In moments of chaos or pressure, it's easy to let your emotions take over and make decisions that you regret later. True intelligence, however, lies in your ability to stay calm and rational when everything around you is falling apart. The ability to think clearly under pressure, without letting emotions cloud your judgment, is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. In stressful situations, whether it's a conflict with a loved one, a critical decision at work, or an unexpected challenge, your mind can easily become clouded by emotion. Anger, fear, frustration, or anxiety can hijack your ability to think logically, leading to rash decisions or actions that you'll later regret. The Stoics, particularly Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, stressed the importance of maintaining a cold mind in hot situations. They knew that our emotional responses can often lead us astray, and that true wisdom comes from the ability to detach from the situation, assess it rationally, and respond with purpose. Think about it. How many times have you acted in the heat of the moment, only to find that your emotions led you to make a choice you wouldn't have made if you'd taken a step back? Whether it's snapping at someone, making a hasty decision, or reacting impulsively, these moments often lead to unnecessary conflict or poor outcomes. But when you stay calm, even in the midst of chaos, you're able to think more clearly, make more informed decisions, and maintain control of your own response. The Stoics didn't just talk about staying calm, they practiced it daily. Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself in his meditations that he couldn't control external events, but he could control his reactions. When he faced criticism, challenges, or setbacks, he focused on maintaining his composure, knowing that it was the only way to maintain his peace of mind and make the right decisions. This is the essence of true intelligence, the ability to remain rational no matter how heated the situation. So, how can you start applying this principle today? When you find yourself in a stressful situation, take a deep breath before reacting. Pause for a moment and ask yourself, "What would I do if I was thinking rationally?" By taking that brief moment of calm, you give yourself the chance to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting emotionally. The more you practice this, the better you'll get at staying grounded and making decisions that align with your long-term goals, rather than being swept away by temporary emotions. Imagine today, instead of being carried away by stress or frustration, you chose to step back, take a breath, and respond with a calm, clear mind. In doing so, you'd not only navigate the situation more effectively, but you'd also strengthen your ability to remain in control of your emotions, no matter how intense the circumstances may be. As we've explored today, mastering your mind and learning to stay calm in any situation isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending that challenges don't exist. It's about choosing how you respond to life's inevitable ups and downs. The true power comes from separating feelings from reactions, embracing discomfort, and remaining composed when the world around you is chaotic. By following these 10 unbreakable mental rules, you begin to take control of your emotional world, giving you the strength to navigate anything life throws at you with clarity and purpose. Remember, it's not the events in life that define you, it's how you choose to respond to them. The more you practice these principles, the stronger, more resilient, and more unshakable your mind will become. So, today, I challenge you to start applying these rules in your own life. In moments of stress, pause and remember that you have the power to choose your reaction. In moments of conflict, remember that silence can be more powerful than words. And in moments of chaos, remember that true intelligence is acting with a cold mind. Your peace of mind is yours to control. Don't let anyone or anything take that from you. Stay calm, stay focused, and watch as your life transforms into one that is unbreakable.